To tell us about that meeting, you've had an interesting last couple of days, to say the least, huh, Steve?
it's been a little bit more than interesting. What I'm going to do, though, Shirley, because I've been getting so many requests for interviews, but since I have my own platform that reaches so many, I decided to make my statement here on my morning show, okay, which has been so relevant for so many years as to getting out messaging. So I'm going to make my statement on it, and it'll be my final statement. And it's directed and aimed at the majority of my listening audience and people everywhere. So I'm going to make my statement concerning my meeting with President-elect Donald Trump. First, I want to say thank you to all the people who have reached out and shown me so much love and support. But I'm also very aware of the anger that so many people feel. And these voices will continue to be heard as they should. But I have an obligation to take a seat at the table when invited. You know, change can only happen when we sit at the table. If we sit at the table, then we can have a say-so onto what's to be eaten on the menu. If you're not at the table, you can't even refuse the menu or suggest what we should be eating. And so, therefore, it was very important for me to take the meeting.
Okay. All right, now, Steve, let's get into it. How did this meeting come about in the first place?
Well, several conversations were had prior to the meeting, but I didn't know if it was really real or not until I received an email through my TV show. And it was an email through some people from the Trump side. Mm-hmm. And it gave me an opportunity to meet with President-elect Donald Trump. And President Trump did not request this meeting personally, as I understood it, but it was set up by members of his team. And I didn't even know if it would happen until I got an email from an assistant who gave me a time and a day. And Shirley, I want to be clear here. Mm-hmm. Mr. Trump didn't ask me for any advice or help, and people should know that. I'm assuming that the transition team thought this would be a great meeting between the two of us. And when we met, it was a very cordial meeting. He was very warm, friendly, and honestly, when we talked, he was very sincere. You know, we talked about golf. We talked about favorite golf courses. We talked about the election. And it started as just a meet and greet. I'm not ignorant here. I'm pretty sure, and his team is pretty smart. They know who's in that room clearly. Mm-hmm. They know what side I was on.
Now, Steve, let me stop you right there and just ask you. I'm sure...